السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My noble audience, last week we pointed out a action that does not take much time, but when it will be weighed on the day of judgment on our scale, it will be most weightiest. Inshallah, today is a continuation of that. We will point out certain adhkar that are not very hard to commit to. They do not take much time. And as I made mention last week, that they are not tongue twisters. Many a times there are many, many words that are very hard to pronounce. These words are not hard to pronounce, but indeed the weight that these a'mal carry is beyond our comprehension. The principal hadith that we made mention of last week was the last hadith of Bukhari, reported by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Today is a building on that structure that we made mention of last week, and I am alluding to the last hadith of Bukhari. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has recorded on the strength, on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that one fine day the muhajirun, the fuqara, the destitute sahaba, they came to the Nabi of Allah with a complaint. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we pray, the affluent people pray, so we can't surpass them. We fast, the affluent people fast as well. We can't surpass them. So they made mention of a few a'mal that were common between the destitute and the affluent. Then they said, Ya Rasulullah, the affluent people, they go for Hajj because they have the means to. They give charity, they give zakat. We cannot compete with them. We can't compete with them because we do not have the funds. So Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such a personality that if anyone knocked on his door, he never used to leave empty-handed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne inki joliyan bhi bhar di. Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them something that they were satisfied. The hadith is in Bukhari. The Nabi of Allah said, أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمْ شَيْئًا تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. It is an amazing statement. They came to receive something by which they could compete with the affluent Sahaba. But the Nabi of Allah gave them something extra. He said, أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمْ شَيْئًا تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. Should I not teach you something that if you were to practice as I say, تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ, you will compete with the people that have passed away. You will compete with the people that have passed away. وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ, and you will catch those people that come in the future. You will not only compete with the affluent Sahaba that are amidst you, but you will compete with the generations of the past and the generations to come. And then the Nabi of Allah says something even more amazing. وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعَتُمْ. That no one will compete with you. Right now, you bring somebody from the past or from the future, no one can compete with you except those people or that person that brings the same package as you bring, the package that I'm going to give to you. And what was the package? It is so simple. The Nabi of Allah says that you muhajirun, you fuqara, recite Subhanallah 33 times, recite Alhamdulillah 33 times, recite Allahu Akbar 33 times. Now what a great gift the Nabi of Allah has given to us. I made mention last week that the words of the Nabi of Allah that has been recorded by Imam Bukhari, that is the last hadith of Bukhari, is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi Subhanallahi al-Azim. All the different adhkar that we will make mention of are similar to this dhikr, that are very easy to place to memory and very easy to recite. I don't believe that there's any Muslim throughout the Muslim world that will struggle with the recitation of Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. And we can recite these adhkar after each prayer. The Nabi of Allah says, no one can compete with you if this is recited. I recite it 33, 33, 33 times, and there's another person that recites it 100, 100, and 100. His package is much more better than me. He will be greater than me on the Day of Judgment. Another hadith that Imam Haythami has recorded in Majma'u Zawa'id, and you will find the same hadith reported by Imam Tabarani on the strength, on the authority of Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That the Nabi of Allah said, من قال سبحان الله وبحمده. من قال سبحان الله وبحمده. كان مثل مئة بدنة. إذا قالها مئة مرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A person who says سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times. A person who says Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, half of Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, half of that. Man qala Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, a person who says Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times, it is like he has sacrificed 100 animals. Nowadays we struggle to sacrifice one animal and gather the reward of one udhiyah, one qurbani. But if Subhanallah wa bihamdihi is recited 100 times, the reward is mithla mi'ati budna. 100 budnas, animals. And in addition to that, that is very similar to this, Imam Nisa'i has recorded, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal in Musnad Ahmad, on the authority of Hazrat Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was very close to the Nabi of Allah. She says, Ya Rasulullah, main to budi ho gaya. Ya Rasulullah, I'm very, very old. I'm very, very old now. I can't do what I used to do. I've grown very, very old. Feeble, fickle, I'm very old. Tell me something that I can sit down and recite in free time, that is not so hard. And then the Nabi of Allah says, listen to this now. Say Subhanallah 100 times. فَإِنَّهَا تَعْدِلُ لَكِ الرَّكَبَ تُعْتِقِينِهَا مِنْ وُلْدِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ. Say Subhanallah 100 times. فَإِنَّهَا تَعْدِلُ لَكِ مِئَةَ رَكَبَ تعتقينها من ولد إسماعيل. If you recite Subhanallah 100 times, you will get the reward of freeing 100 slaves. 100 slaves. But not average slaves, normal slaves. These are slaves min wuldi Ismail, from the bloodline of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Just by reciting Subhanallah 100 times. And there's a lot of reward attached to freeing slaves. Basically, the reward is that if you free a slave, you have freed yourself from the wrath of Allah. That is the reward in essence. If you free a slave, it is like you have freed yourself from the kahar, from the ghadab, the anger of Allah. Because of this beautiful, potent reward, Sahaba used to free many, many slaves. It has been made mention that Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala in one sitting freed 30,000 slaves. In one sitting, the richest Sahabi. Then the Nabi of Allah says, say Alhamdulillah 100 times. Say Alhamdulillah 100 times. فَإِنَّهَا تَعْدِلُ لَكِ مِئَةَ فَرَسْ مُسَرَّجَةٍ مُلْجَمَةٍ تَحْمِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا تَعْدِلُ لَكِ مِئَةَ فَرَسْ not normal فَرَسْ مُسَرَّجَةٍ مُلْجَمَةٍ تَحْمِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ say Alhamdulillah 100 times, you'll get the reward of 100 horses that are completely equipped. They have the saddle, they have the bit, they have the stirrup, the reins, ready to be used in the battlefield. Such horses, you'll get the reward of providing 100 similar horses. 100 similar horses. Then the Nabi of Allah says, say Allahu Akbar 100 times, mi'ata marra 100 times. فَإِنَّهَا تَعْدِلُ لَكِ مِئَةَ بُدْنَ مُقَلَّدَةٍ مُتَقَبَّلَةٍ مُقَلَّدَةٍ مُتَقَبَّلَةٍ. That if you say Allahu Akbar 100 times, you get the reward of 100 animals. First quality, مُقَلَّدَةٍ قَلَادَة. In Surah number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 97, Allah makes mention of the word wal-qala'id, garlands. It was the common practice of the looters that when people used to travel, they used to be looted. They used to take animals, livestock. They were afraid for their own life. They were afraid that their livestock will be looted. Now many people, they used to take the budna, the animal, for sacrifice to the noble sanctuary. May it be that they were performing umrah or hajj. So they used to place a necklace around them. A garland, which was a mark, placed around their neck. And many men used to wear it as well. Not only animals. Men and animals used to wear this garland. And this was made out of the outer stem, or the outer part of the stem of the Makkah tree. So it had to be made out of that tree. Then people used to know that this is a noble person with noble intention. This is an animal that has been designated for sacrifice at the noble sanctuary. So they were not looted. So you know it is going to reach its destination and it's going to be sacrificed. Qalada. The Nabi of Allah says, you say Allahu Akbar 100 times, فَإِنَّهَا تَعَدِلُ لَكِ مِئَةَ بُدْنَ مُقَلَّدَةٍ مُقَلَّدَةٍ. These are 100 animals that have a qalada. Garlanded animals that you know that will reach its sanctuary. the noble sanctuary to be sacrificed, mutaqabbalatin, and it is going to be accepted as well. Then the Nabi of Allah says, if you recite the tahleel, La ilaha illallah 100 times, tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal ard. تَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If you say La ilaha illallah 100 times, it will fill what is in between the heavens and the earth. Allahu Akbar. And then the Nabi of Allah concludes the statement, لَمْ يَأْتِ أَحَدٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَفْضَلَ مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ. Very similar to the previous statement. That no one can compete with you, no one can surpass you if you can commit yourself to this amal, except that person that brings the similar package or a package that is better than this, meaning more adhkar, more subhanallahs, more alhamdulillahs, more Allahu Akbars, more la ilaha illallah. Last week I made mention of a few things to be recited. There's one very noble person in the congregation, very close to my heart. And he says, whatever you say, I recite, but I've run out of time. So there are so many things to be recited. But we only got 24 hours. We've only got 24 hours. So this next hadith gives us an understanding that we should pick and choose. There are certain a'mal that can be practiced in short time that will collect us more reward than that a'mal that takes much more time. So we pick and choose. Because it will be impossible to practice everything. Especially nowadays when there's no blessing, barakat in time. There's no blessing, barakat in time. Hazrat Jawayriya binti Haris, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. She's the wife of Nabiya Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is in Muslim. Imam Muslim has recorded this hadith. So Hazrat Jawayriya binti Haris, she was sitting on the sajjada, on the musalla. Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left her in that position after Fajr. The Nabi of Allah returned at Salatul Dhuha. The starting time of Dhuha is when 1/3 of the day has passed. So that's after 3 or 4 hours. He found as a Jawayriya, his wife, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, on the sajjada after 3 or 4 hours, sitting in the same position. So most probably she was making dhikr. Now she was exerting herself. 3 or 4 hours sitting in the same position. Not good for the knees. Not good for the back. I realize it now because in the madrasa we used to sit for so many hours. My knees are gone. My back is gone now. That's why I sit on the chair. I can't sit on the ground for too long. Knees are gone. Maybe the ulama in the madrasa have to rethink. But it has destroyed the knees. It has destroyed the back. So she was sitting there for 3 or 4 hours. So the Nabi of Allah came and said, Ya Jawayriya, kya kar rahe ho? What are you doing? She said, I'm making dhikr. The Nabi of Allah said something amazing that addresses the issue that I can't do everything. Alright, do something that will take much little time, but will collect you much reward. The Nabi of Allah said, لَقَدْ قُلْتُ بَعْدَكِ أَرْبَعَ كَلِمَاتٍ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ لَقَدْ قُلْتُ بَعْدَكِ أَرْبَعَ كَلِمَاتٍ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ لَوْ وُزِنَتْ بِمَا قُلْتِ مُنْذُ الْيَوْمِ لَوَزَنَتْ هُنَّ. عجيب. When I left you, 3-4 hours ago, I've just returned. When I left you, in that time, I recited 3 words, I recited 4 words 3 times. Arba'a kalimatin, 4 words, thalatha marrat, 3 times. Alright, then. Law wuzinat bima qulti mundhu al-yawm lawazanat hunna. If my utterance that took me only half a minute, nis daqiqa, ya daqiqa, half a minute, 1 minute. If I was to weigh that with the dhikr that you have been doing, for the last 3 or 4 hours, my dhikr will be much more weightier. My dhikr is much more weightier. What is it, Jubairiyah says? Asani? Many a times we see outside, one person, he spends 5 minutes, he makes $1,000. One person spends 12 hours, he makes $200. There are many, many people in the world, on every minute, their bank balance changes. They are business people of this dunya. And there are many, many people, on every minute, their bank balance decreases. Hum. It's going downwards, on the decline. We spend and it goes down, it doesn't go up. They spend, it goes up. And there are many people, their bank balance remains stagnant. Likewise, there's a tijarat of akhirah. In very short time, their bank balance increases. So the Nabi of Allah says, what I did, or what I said, the dhikr that I made in very short time, you spent 3 or 4 hours, I spent half a minute, my reward is much greater than this. So we've learned from this that we should try to pick and choose. Especially those a'mal that are very, very heavy on the scale. Very, very heavy on the scale. For example, we learned this from the practices of the Sahaba, the Nabi of Allah. The very famous incident. The Sahabi is sitting in itikaf, that we hear in Ramadan. He's sitting in itikaf. One person comes, he's sitting in itikaf, one person comes, and what does he say? I need your help. I need you to intercede. Shafaat kardo. The sahabi stands up, he breaks the itikaf. So he's weighing the reward of itikaf and the reward of responding to the need of a brother. And he makes mention that if I respond to the need of the brother, it is greater in reward than itikaf. It is greater in reward than itikaf. He broke the itikaf, a nafli itikaf. This is what the Nabi of Allah is saying. So now what are those kalimat, those four kalimat? So the Nabi of Allah said, recite this, take much, little time, much reward. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqi, wa ridha nafsi, wa zinata arshi, wa midada kalimati. Bas. Say 3 times. How long does that take? Subhanallah wa bihamdi. The hadith is in Muslim. Subhanallah wa bihamdi adada khalqi wa ridha nafsi wa zinata arshi wa midada kalimat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqi wa ridha nafsi wa zinata arshi wa midada kalimat. 3 times. I've said it. Don't take me 1 minute. It will gather me more than what a person can gather in 4 hours. Because you're saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah, hamd to Allah. Now, how much glory, how much hamd, adada khalqi, to the number of his makhluqat. How many makhluqat? Many we know, many we do not know. Many are visible to us right now, many are not visible. The angels are not visible to us. With every droplet, with every raindrop, there is one angel. Allahu. How many droplets fall from the sky when it rains? With every raindrop, there is an angel. The first heaven above us is small in size compared to the second. The second is small compared to the third, so on and so forth. And there is no room in the heavens. It is occupied by the malaika making the dhikr of Allah. This is one makhluk that is not visible to us. We're saying Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, this dhikr, how much? To the number of the makhluqat of Allah. Wa ridha nafsi, Allahu Akbar. This is amazing. The Nabi of Allah says, Subhan, glory be to Allah, hamad for Allah, wa ridha nafsi. I want to take that subhan and that hamad to a level Think about it. To a level, I want to make Subhan and Alhamdulillah, I glorify Allah, I make the Hamd of Allah to such a level where I attain the Ridha of Allah, the pleasure of Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The Ridha of Allah, the pleasure of Allah is the greatest. Allah says Himself in Surah Tawbah. I make the Hamd and the Tasbih of Allah, the Tasbih and the Hamd of Allah, to a level where I attain the Ridha of Allah. وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِ. The largest creation of Allah is not Jibreel. It's not Mikael. It's not Israfil. It's not the ocean. It's not the sky. It's not the heaven. It's not the earth. It is the Arash of Allah. It is the largest creation of Allah. I make the tasbih and the tahmid of Allah to the weight of His Arash. I make the tasbih and the tahmid of Allah to the weight of His Arash. And then وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ. There are so many words. Allah Almighty says in Surah Luqman and in Surah Kahf, in the last verses, you can make aqlam, pens with all the trees, and you can turn the oceans into ink and start to write about Allah, the greatness of Allah. But you cannot do justice. You cannot do justice. مِن شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ فِي سَبْعَةُ أَبْحَرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. You can't. There are so many kalimat. You can start writing and keep writing and keep writing. The ink will finish. The aqlam will start to break. There will be no qalam left, no ink left, but still you cannot write the greatness of Allah. How many kalimat are there? How many words? And I make tasbih and tahmid of Allah to the number of kalimat of different languages. Huh? How many are there? These four words, and these are characteristics of tasbih and tahmid, the sifat of tasbih and tahmid. Adada khalqi, one sifat. Adada khalqi, waridha nafsi, second sifat. Wazinata arshi, third sifat. Wamidada kalimati, fourth sifat. Of subhanallah wa bihamdi, this will collect a person mighty, mighty reward. Now for those brothers that are very, very interested, they want to learn this, they will find it. You can find this. You can say weightiest a'mal, Imam Muslim has recorded. Everyone knows Google nowadays. Bang, and it will be the dhikr. But if we don't give this importance, we will listen from one ear and we will allow it to exit the other. We will sit here next week and we'll forget about what I said this week. But at least collect the reward of freeing 100 slaves. Collect the reward of providing 100 horses. And collect the reward of giving 100 sacrifices. Yeah? Sacrifices. And fill the space between the heaven and the earth by reciting the following 100 times. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and La ilaha illallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaykum.